We, of course, seen a continued acts of anti-Semitism, violent acts, with that couple who were shot and killed at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Of course, anti-Semitism on college campuses like Harvard are certainly in the forefront of conversation, and New Jersey is not left out in the hate and the poison. According to a recent report by the Anti-Defamation League, New Jersey reported 719 anti-Semitic incidents last year. Now, that did represent a 13% drop over the previous year, but it still keeps New Jersey the third highest in the nation in anti-Semitic activity. New York is first, California second. Report finds there were anti-Semitic incidents in all 21 New Jersey counties, highest number being Bergen, 162, Middlesex had 93, Essex County, 78. Among New Jersey's more alarming incidents were 17 reported assaults, 7 directed toward Orthodox Jews, 7 of which were related to Israel. As I mentioned, Bergen County had the highest number of anti-Semitic incidents. Teaneck, Bergenfield, which are both homes to large Orthodox populations, they accounted for 56 incidents alone. The ADL also recorded 482 incidents of harassment, 220 incidents of vandalism in New Jersey last year. Adding to this, there was an actual increase of reports of anti-Semitism on college campuses, with 78 reports. That represents a 53% increase over last year, most of them happening at Rutgers at the New Brunswick campus. There are other encampments at Princeton, Rutgers in the spring of 2024, which caused the finals to be postponed and relocated. Now, the numbers are not trending well. Even a drop of only 13%, as you heard, still meant 719 incidents of anti-Semitism. How much more violence and hate being spread about in attacks, not just verbally, but physically, violently, do we need before people realize never again is more than just two words on a bumper sticker?